Hello, everyone. Welcome to Binge and Banter. My name is Angela.
And this is Emily, and we have the Survivor Finale Part 1 recap for you all today.
We sure do. And talk about an episode with so many twists and turns. And honestly, the theme of this episode for me was honesty. It was kind of like everyone was finally opening up and being upfront about their strategies because, you know, they're starving. They've been in Fiji with these people for so long. And they were like, you know what? I care about these people. I'm going to finally be upfront and honest. And I had a question for you. Does that typically happen towards the end in Survivor?
No. I think it started to happen because everybody thinks that they know everything. I think they all thought that certain people didn't have idols. They thought they knew exactly where the idols were, and they don't have a shot in the dark this season. So I think because of those two factors, they were like, okay, well, being upfront and honest with these people is going to make them want to vote for me in the end. And we see that that is not the case and that they should have just kept it to themselves.
Yeah. It was almost like jury management.
Yes.
I know they use that term, but that's what it felt like toward the end there.
Yeah. A big mistake, in my opinion.
Interesting.
Okay. So let's dive into this. So I actually missed like the very first shots.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was like Jeff talking, but
he was just recapping the whole season and being like, he was like talking about which type of player each person was. So he was like, Sue is a loyalty player. She has gotten this far because of her intense loyalty.
Gotcha.
Stuff like that. But yeah, so nothing we didn't know.
Okay. Because like when I finally got on, they were just debriefing from the previous tribal.
Yeah.
And Teeny said the words, Andy is either better than we thought or... And I was like, yes, he is. He is better than y'all thought.
Exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yes. And then we see that Sue does not like Andy because he voted out Caroline. So that's, you know, I was like, okay, Sue's got to have someone to hate and she's got to have someone to cling on to. She hates Andy and she clings on to Rachel.
You know what? I feel like there's absolutely no way that if Sue gets to the final three that she's going to win. Like, that's just my opinion because a lot of people saw her as somebody who clung on to people. But I think that Survivor players need to start favoring a little bit more people who get by on their loyalty because while, you know, Sue's not my favorite player or anything, I think that she can be a little too up people's and everything. Like, she's just like almost likes being like their little evil sidekick, and that's fine. But I also think like she made it this far and it's not because she didn't do anything, it's because she literally stayed loyal, you know?
Yeah,
which that should be valued in some aspects, you know?
Yeah, and I think it is. And like, I'm scared that she will win. I don't think she deserves to win out of all of players, but I'm scared that she will win because the jury will see that. And they'll be like, well, she was the one that didn't lie to us. She was the one that was loyal to us. And, you know, like, she's going to make it to the end. I feel like whoever wins this final immunity challenge is going to take Sue. Like, I feel like you'd be stupid not to take Sue.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, Teeny basically immediately sees the writing on the wall and, like, kind of flips right when they start debriefing about tribal. So, she's sitting there with Andy and Genevieve and Sam, and she's, and this is, by the way, right after Operation Italy had just been executed, like, so I mean their emotions are probably going haywire. And she's like, Genevieve says that she had, they bring up the idol again, basically, like they bring up Genevieve's idol again, and Teeny just fully believes that Genevieve has the idol.
Yes. She fully believes it, and then she also believes this story that they tell her that this was just a happy accident, that Andy just happened to throw a vote Caroline's way, and it just happened to be the same person that Genevieve and Sam were voting for. Like, I just don't understand how she's so gullible. Like, she'll believe anything.
She really is, and it's almost like it's a bad thing and a good thing, but I feel like it's part of what got her this far is that she's like, if she's like
an asset to other people's games because she is so gullible. So like they're going to keep her around. And I don't necessarily think she's a bad player or doesn't know what she's doing or anything like that. She just does not have a good BS meter.
No. And she can't read people like at all.
And obviously we know Genevieve's idol is fake. If you missed that last week, like it's completely fake. But then the crazy part was that when they were talking, Rachel, it's pitch black dark outside, so they can't see anything. And Rachel sneaks up on them and she's kind of sitting behind the bushes or whatever. And she's listening to them and she's listening to this group of people pitch Rachel as the next boot. And also she used this conversation where she heard Teenie talking about Genevieve's idol and Genevieve talking about her idol to go ahead and assume and believe that Genevieve's idol was real. And they would have thought that idol was real until the very end if it wasn't for something that happened later. And that's just crazy to me because
there
hasn't been a lot of idol faking in the past.
Yeah. No, I love it. This is exactly how you play it. This is what I was saying that Sam should have done earlier in the season with his idol that he never used. And it was only good for that first tribal council is that he should have used that idol to like save Soul is who I thought he should have saved. But he played it perfectly where he saved all the bits of his old idol until this final moment. And she gets to use it. Genevieve gets to use it to make what everyone thinks is his real idol. And it's hilarious because now Rachel knows that Teenie's not with him because Teenie also tells Sam and Genevieve about Rachel's block of vote advantage. So she's like, okay, she's throwing me under the bus. They're saying they're going to vote for me. But none of them know that in reality, Rachel has the idol.
Yeah, none of them know. And they also don't know Sue has an idol, which doesn't come into play until like the next tribal council. But I'm just like, wow, these ladies like really kept it locked up. they did not let anyone see that idol.
Yes. And that is the beauty of not letting anyone know that you have an idol. Because if anybody knows that Rachel has an idol, then they could easily flip to the other side and say, hey, she has an idol. We can't let her know that it's her going home tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
And they did the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, they did.
To your point. Yeah,
they did. So we see that Sue is going idol hunting in the morning. Rachel catches her and she tells her, hey, don't worry about it. I have an idol.
Can I add one more thing really quick? Teenie did tell Genevieve and Sam and Andy that Rachel has a block of vote too, but she doesn't know obviously about Rachel's idol.
Yeah. We talked
about it. So anyway. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
So we see that Rachel now tells Sue that she has an idol. So Sue's the only one that knows that Rachel has an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Sue doesn't share that she has one.
Yeah, because Sue just expects like complete honesty and loyalty from other people, but she's not going to tell them that she has an idol, which I guess is fine because she hasn't really had any reason to use hers except for that she really should have probably saved one of her allies up to this point.
Yeah.
For her own game, I think that would have been better. But the crazy thing is that Sue looked like she was like going crazy during this moment. Like she looked like she was losing it a little bit. She could like barely walk. I think she was a little weak. And then she's just at the well, just digging. And Rachel was like, dude, are you okay? And I honestly think part of why Rachel told her that was because she felt bad for her. She was like, oh my gosh, this lady's losing her mind a little bit out here. I need to give her a little bit of comfort and peace.
I think she was also like thinking, okay, me and her on the bottom and she's frantically looking for an idol because she's scared that one of us is going to go home. Let me just put her at ease a little bit and tell her, hey, I have an idol. We're going to make it through to another day.
And anytime someone shares information with Sue, she's like immediately loyal to you.
Yes. So if you were going to share that you have an idol with anyone, it is with Sue.
Right.
Okay. We get to the first challenge and we finally see a puzzle.
Yay.
Yes. And it's for immunity and it's for reward. The reward is that they'll go to the sanctuary and they'll get steak and they'll get cheesecake and all the fixins.
Yes. So the leap into the ocean, swim to a platform and maneuver some buoys through this obstacle. And then they had to race to solve a puzzle that was shaped like the Survivor logo. And apparently Rachel is into these puzzles. Like she was like, this is my thing. So she was thinking in her head that this was like her challenge to lose.
Yes. Yes. And at the beginning of it, I love that Genevieve was like, oh, I hate these kind of challenges. Mm-hmm. I hate these kind of puzzles. And Rachel goes, oh, I love them. And Genevieve was like, I know you do.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely get to the relationship between Genevieve and Rachel, but it's exquisite. It cracks me up because they have so much respect, but so much animosity toward each other at the same time.
Yes. But Genevieve wins, which I was like, yes. Like, I feel like I was just rooting for her and Sam this whole entire episode. So I was like, so excited that she won. And immediately Sam is like, do not take me to the sanctuary.
I didn't understand that. He said his stomach was messed up, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, his stomach was messed up. He probably wasn't going to eat anyway because he didn't feel good. So, like,
that makes sense. But in my head, I feel like he had some other reason. Like, maybe he needed to talk to Rachel.
Yeah, to tell her that she's going home. That's the only thing he talked to her
which,
about.
Which was a dumb move. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so she picks Teeny and she picks Sue.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, I was like, okay, I don't understand these choices, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you leave your two best allies with the person that you want to get out. So you're kind of babysitting her, and you're not fueling her, you're not giving her any power to win this immunity. And then you take Sue and Teeny, who you think you can probably flip to your side.
Yeah, yeah, and that makes sense. And I think that those were two people that she needed to do the most damage control with overall as well.
Yes. So we get to the sanctuary and they're just talking about how it's just going to be a bonding time. And then Teeny spills that Genevieve has an idol. And so now everybody knows that Genevieve has this idol. And it is just played off so well where everyone thinks it's real.
And the fact that Teeny spilled the beans actually made it seem more real because, you know, under normal circumstances, Genevieve, I mean, she played it off well, but she would. If it was a real idol, she would have been like, oh my God, I cannot believe she just told somebody that I have an idol. Like, that's really bad.
Yeah.
But since it was fake, it kind of like gave legitimacy to the idol. And so it actually helped her.
Yes. Everything was like beautifully happening at this point.
Yeah. Yes.
So we get back to camp and this is where we see, oh my God, the great downfall. So Rachel is pitching, like, why would y'all keep Genevieve? Do you think you can beat Genevieve? And Sam tells Rachel, no, like, Rachel, I think you would win. And we need to get you out.
Yeah.
And we see this beautiful time on the beach with the three remaining Gotta members. And Rachel is just eating it up. She's playing into her own death. She's crying. She wants, like, she's just, I mean, is this real or is this a performance?
I think that it was real, but she was acting like that under the pretense that she believed she was going home. And obviously she has an idol. She knew she wasn't going home, but I believe the emotions themselves were real.
I do too. I think the emotions were real because she's like, okay, everybody wants me out, but she knows deep down she's not going anywhere.
Yeah. But I think it was just like, they've made it this far. They're at the very end. And there's just a lot of emotions in that anyway. And they were sharing with each other, like, how much they respect and love each other and how they want to hang out after this and everything. So I think part of it was that too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then we see this time with Rachel and Andy, and Rachel is telling Andy that she wants him to flip and get Sam out. And he says that he's open to it because Rachel is playing into this, Andy, you're being underestimated. And she knows that Andy will make a big move. And all you have to do is tell him that he's being underestimated.
Yeah. And she said, Andy, she said so many things that made me laugh. But she was like, Andy, you're just kind of careless and you're not seen as a threat and all this stuff. And like just being brutally honest, which that stuff might be true. But gosh darn it. I feel like if Andy could have made it further in this game, he could have won.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I do too. And I mean, I just think that Rachel's such a good player. She's golly, like they needed to get her out because the way that she's playing Andy right here, she knows exactly what she needs to say to Andy for him to even consider flipping.
Yeah.
And she's also such a student of the game that she can turn around later and see that he's actually a threat. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's crazy how she actually knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it was interesting that she ended up, she was doing all this convincing of Andy and then ends up just flipping. Like,
yes.
I wonder if she knew she was going to do that the entire time. And she knows that Andy likes to come up with these diabolical plans. And so she was like begging Andy to vote Sam so that Andy really believed that it was going to be Sam, so that she could then go and change her mind to Andy and know that he wasn't going to like twist and turn it some way.
No, I don't think she knew that she wanted to vote Andy. I thought she did see Andy as careless and that he was being underestimated. And she knew that he likes making big moves. So she wanted him to make a big move and get Sam. And then when he, we'll get to it, when he's talking to her later, she has a realization moment where she's like, oh crap, he could actually win this game.
Yes. So then Sam and Andy told the entire group that they told Rachel that it was her, which was interesting. Like, no, it's one thing to tell her. It's another thing to go tell the group that you told her. And Rachel openly says that she's going to block Sam's vote and that she's voting for Sam and that she's trying to convince Andy that it should be Sam, which we already talked about. And Rachel also believes, which she ends up being correct, that she has Sue on her side. So basically, she would, if she were to pull this off without having to use her idol, she would need two people. And it seemed like at the time, the two most likely people were Andy and Sue. And at this point, I was like, kind of rooting for her. I kind of root for the big moves regardless. And I was kind of like, dude, if she can hold on to her idol until next week, that would be sick.
Yes. Yeah. I thought so too. I was like, that's what she's trying to do so that she has a guarantee the next week that she'll make it.
Yeah.
And then we see this scene. I feel like it's bouncing all over the place, or maybe my notes are just bouncing all over the place. So keep me straight if they are. But the girls get back from the sanctuary and Genevieve needs the vote to stay on Rachel. And then we see Andy is asking Rachel and Sue to be the final three. And I think he's actually debating them being the final three.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not all over the place. That's just details I didn't write down for some reason.
No, I was like, I think at this point, Andy was really questioning if he wanted to get Sam out. I think he knew that he couldn't beat Sam and he couldn't beat Genevieve. So he was like, maybe I should go to the end with a different final three.
Yeah. Yeah. Fascinating.
Yes. And this is where, you were talking about Rachel was hoping she could keep the idol and she's talking to Sue and Sue's like, no, you have to play it.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like Rachel's like, I don't know. Maybe I can hang on for another week. Like maybe Andy will vote for Sam. And Sue is like, absolutely not. You play that thing.
Yeah. Which is the right decision regardless. Even if you feel like, you're going to have the votes or not have the votes on you or whatever. You have to. It's final five.
Yeah. No, it's final six. She could have saved it for one more time.
I know, but I'm saying to get to the final
five. Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right here, I was like, no, because in my head, I was hoping that somehow, some way they would convince her that she didn't need to play it. And I thought if it wasn't, this is like the first step. If it wasn't for Sue saying, no, absolutely play it. They're playing you. They're playing you. They're voting you. Like, do not believe anything they say. Play it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, and then the next thing that happens, I think they could have gotten Rachel out.
I think so, too. And honestly, Sue could have herself gotten Rachel out by... she's been so loyal up until this point. And then what if at the very end she was like, no, Rachel, I think you can actually hold on to it for another week.
Yes.
Like, she could have gotten in her ear because Rachel was heading down that road anyway. And she could have gone to Andy and been like, hey, make Rachel think that you're not voting for her. I mean, Sue could have masterminded this. And that is her weakness. She doesn't have that mastermind in her.
That's what I was going to say. She's not a mastermind. She's not a player. She's just loyal. So that is what she does. She is loyal to Rachel at this point. She tells her to play it. And to put the cherry on top of the cake, we get this conversation from Andy. And Andy just blatantly tells Rachel that he's voting for her.
Yep.
I I don't know. And he's speaking to her as if she's already on the jury. And he's literally going through his moves and this and that. Basically, he's giving her information to take back to the jury so that the jury will vote for him in the end. So he's feeding her. He's feeding her all of his big moves, all of his plays, his strategy throughout the entire season. He's just feeding it to Rachel, going, this is what I did, this is what I did, this is what I did, hoping that Rachel will go back to the jury and say, hey, actually, y'all, Andy is a mastermind.
Right. And he's doing that, like you said, as if she's already on the jury. And instead, what he's actually doing is making himself seem like the biggest threat in this game to Rachel. And I guess he accomplished his goal because he did want to seem like a threat, but he didn't want to seem like enough of a threat for her to use something against him. But he's just clueless. And at this point in the game, you almost need to assume that every person that you want to get out has an idol.
Yes. That's what is so mind-blowing to me, that they did this, that they just let her know that she was going home, because you don't know what she has. Like, why did everyone just assume that she didn't have an idol?
Yeah.
Like, you can't assume that about anybody in this game.
Right.
And you should always, you never let anyone know that they're going home.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I don't know, that's where, like, the human emotion and, like, the human level of this comes into play, because I feel like for me at this point in the game, I would have a really hard time lying, because I feel like I'm, like, literally basically trauma bonded with these people that I've been in Fiji with for, like, over 3 weeks, starving. We don't have our phones. We don't have books. We're just sitting there always talking to each other, getting to know each other. You probably feel so close to these people by the end that your brain almost, your human, like, empathetic, compassionate brain just does not want to let you lie to these people at this point. So I get that, but you have to turn that off. You have to turn that off, especially in these last days, and be like, I have to win $1 million. Like, hello.
Yes. Andy talked in a podcast this week about how he had lied to Rachel so many times that he didn't want to, this was his way of sending her to the jury with, like, a good taste in her mouth.
Yeah.
About him, is because he didn't lie when it was her time to go, even though he had blindsided her over and over and over and over again. And I was like, dude, no, like, you got to blindside her on the way out too. Like, you've already done it so many times. What was this one more time?
He was thinking too far ahead.
Yes. Oh, okay, so we get to tribal. They start talking about Andy flipping in the previous tribal council. And
they basically are, like, arguing about how Caroline went home. And it was making me laugh because,
yes, Teeny's like, it was a happy accident. And Rachel was like, I call BS. Like, Andy flipped. We all know what happened.
Yeah. And it's not just that Andy flipped. Like, that's where I feel like Andy doesn't get enough credit, because people are like, oh, he just flipped. No, he created an entire master plan where they were going to bait people into believing that Genevieve had an idol, and then they were going to make them split the vote. Like, they think all of that was by accident. It wasn't by accident. He didn't, I think they think that what they thought happened was that Andy heard that they were going to split the vote and then made his decision from there, when in reality, Andy was the one who caused them to split the vote. Yes. You know what I mean?
Like, yes. I feel like it is true that Andy didn't get enough credit throughout the season from his peers. And I felt like this was one of those instances, because I don't think anybody except for Sam and Genevieve knew how much could have gone wrong.
Yeah.
And how well this Operation Italy had to come together. And I'm sorry, people say, like, flippers never win Survivor and everyone hates flippers, but it's like, somebody has to flip, or else there's no chance for the other people. Like,
yeah, or it would be boring too.
Yes. If you're on the bottom of your alliance, you have to flip to even have a chance at getting to the end. And I feel like a lot of people just don't get that.
Yeah. And also, it depends on how you flip. Like, Andy was like, I'm going to make a big move and a big plan that was executed over, like, a day or two. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I just made this decision right before tribal council. It was executed over, like, a longer period of time. Yes. It took a lot of parts coming together and all that. And I feel like the players in the game, especially like on the jury, they should value people who flip with a plan in mind, who flip like strategically rather than people who are just flipping to save their ass, you know?
Yeah.
And he wasn't going home regardless.
Yes. And people who flip and get out a threat, not just flipping to get out somebody that you don't like. Like, there's a legit right. reason for it, and is to get out a threat. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. I felt like the jury was like staring daggers at Andy. I feel like they don't like him.
Yeah. Well, it will get to their reaction to what happens, mm-hmm. but it's insane. But we hear this. Rachel's like, everyone's going to vote for me. And I'm thinking they're all so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to this point where Jeff gives Rachel the floor. Well, what did this experience mean to you? And she goes into this whole thing, and you can see the jury is like, oh my gosh, like everyone is touched by what she's saying, how much this experience has meant to her and how she's sad it's over and blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, she knows dang well she ain't going home.
Yeah, it made it all the more exciting.
Yes. And do you think that actually gives her an advantage to win the game, because it's already embedded in the jury's mind, like what this experience meant to her, why she was here. Like, she's already touched their hearts a little bit.
Yes. And not only that, she did touch their hearts, and I think everything she was saying was real, but also they got to hear all of that and then see her be like, haha, just kidding, I'm staying.
Yes. Like, it was beautiful. What she did was absolutely beautiful. So I didn't really understand the way that some of this went down. So she blocks Sam's vote.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
This was the last tribal she could use it.
Oh,
I think
it was?
That's the only reason. Yeah. I think she would have saved it for next week if.
Well, let me think.
Well, we'll have to go back and see, but I think. And they didn't say that in this episode, but there is no other reason for her to use it. I really think it had to have been at Final Six.
Oh, well, let's think about this. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay. If
she blocked Sam's vote and then Sue and Andy voted with her, then she would have had the majority.
Okay. But here's also my thinking. If there's four people, right? Andy, Sam, Genevieve and Teeny voting against Rachel, if they would have thought to split the votes between Sue and Rachel, then it would have been a 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then her and Sue's votes would have been 2 on Andy, and then there would have been 2 on Sue. So she blocked one of the votes so that there would only, like, Andy would go home either way. There wouldn't be a tie, and there wouldn't be a revote.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, maybe that's why. I was just like, I don't understand.
Although no one was really talking about splitting the vote, and I have to go back and see, but for some reason in my brain, my brain is telling me that that block of vote could only be used up to Final Six, but I could totally be wrong about that. So we'll have to go back and see. But
yeah,
either way,
she plays her idol. They're all idiots. And Andy goes home.
Yep. And that made me really sad. I really wanted her to send Sam home just because I'm just rooting for Andy. Oh, what?
I'm sorry.
I feel like Sam has coasted. He has coasted off of other people's coattails for the last like 2-3 episodes.
Excuse me? Have you not seen this boy's acting skills in the last few episodes?
He's a good actor. I will say that. He does deserve an Oscar.
I think the fact. Let's just go back. Let's go back. You okay. know the person that was first on the jury. It was almost Sam, mm-hmm. but it was Sierra. He has been on the bottom since that day.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
He has been able, and he does a beautiful job of like teaming up with people that are bigger threats than him. Like Genevieve. Hey, let me be an ally to you. He did it with Kyle. Like, he does it where there's always someone that's a bigger threat than him still in the game.
Yeah.
And he'll work with them instead of getting them out. And I think it's genius because people are going to gun for that person before they gun for Sam.
That's true. I need to go back and analyze his game a little bit. I think I'm just a little starstruck by the whole Operation Italy thing being Andy's idea, where I'm like, wow, no one's done anything like that. But at the same time, like, Sam has, and Genevieve too, have been like maneuvering and pulling strings under the radar for so long. I mean, everyone knows they're a threat, so it's not really under, you can only go under the radar for so long in Survivor. But
let's also think about this. Andy got Sierra out, and immediately Sam did not burn that bridge. So it opened this opportunity for him to later work with Andy in Operation Italy. And Sam won the reward challenge that got those three people to be able to stay overnight together and plan this out.
That's true. Do you remember when it was all the way back at Gotta Days and it just seemed like Sam was in complete control of this game and Andy was like his little puppy?
Yeah, and it turned out the opposite.
Yeah, well, they ended up being like, you know, pretty equal to each other, but it's just so crazy. I want to like almost go back and watch like the first episode to can think about where everyone started, especially Andy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Andy's insane. And that was our last of who we thought was going to win.
Yeah.
Is now out of the game.
The jury was like lit though. I know we talked about this. They were like, that was awesome. That was amazing. They were like just glazing Rachel with everything that they had. And
Caroline was like, thank you. Thank you. And like holding her heart. Like, oh, because she wanted him out because she knew.
She was pissed. Yeah.
Yeah. She was pissed at him. So everyone was like, oh, thank God you finally got the weasel out. And I was like, come on. Like, get over your ego.
Yeah. Okay. So they get back to camp and now the story kind of becomes Genevieve versus Rachel. They're the two top dogs. And they also ask each other where they found their idols.
Yes. Pause real quick.
Okay.
Again, this is where Sam has somehow, some way, it was between him and Andy going home. And somehow, some way, Rachel is no longer targeting Sam. She's now targeting Genevieve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Genevieve had the immunity.
I know. But he, I don't know. You get what I'm saying, though. Somehow, some way, someone's always a bigger threat than him.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, back to it, though. So this was hilarious. They had to tell their idol stories, like you were saying. And Rachel was like, mine was in the fries at the auction. And then Genevieve's like, mine was under a slice of pizza. I'm sorry, but are they idiots? Is everyone just idiots? Like, when in Survivor have you ever seen a clue hidden under a slice of pizza?
That would have been my last straw. That would have been when I knew it wasn't. That's just not legit. Like,
yeah, she could have said, like, it was in the pile of blankets. It was in, you know, anywhere during that whole entire reward. And anybody that, like, the only person that would know she's lying is Sam because he's the only person that was there with her. So she could have said, oh, at the reward, there were, I don't know, there was a Survivor sign and on the back of it was a clue. Like, she could have said anything. She could have made up something that wasn't even there. But underneath a slice of pizza?
Yeah, that's crazy. Because who wouldn't see a clue underneath a slice of pizza? Like,
yes.
You'd bite right into it, probably.
Like, you would lift up that slice of pizza and there would be that clue there. And then it's just the first to snatch it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It wouldn't be that blatantly obvious.
But it's awkward because Rachel is looking around for more advantages and Genevieve kind of has to babysit each other. And they're like, oh, you're the best friend of me I could ask for. And they give each other a hug. And that's just so funny. But then the other three people are so annoyed that Rachel and Genevieve kind of assume that they're the two big dogs. Mm-hmm. And I kind of get that. I mean, like we said, Sue did not make the moves that she could have. So whatever. And Teenie also is just so gullible. Sam is definitely more so on their level. But I guess if you feel like you've made it that far, you've made it that far. Like, regardless of how many big moves you've made or whatever, you're like, hey, yeah, I made it here too. You're not the only person who's worthy of winning this game.
I think that they got annoyed because they were openly saying, like, hey, whoever comes out of this next tribal council is going to win the game. Like, they weren't even thinking it a possibility for the other people to even have a chance at winning. And it's like, everybody that gets to the end thinks that they can win.
Yeah.
You know, and for you to just blatantly disrespect them and their game, it's like they made it here. You don't know what their strategy is. You don't know how they made it. I don't know. It was disrespectful, I thought.
Yes. Okay, so then we get to the immunity challenge that's going to decide who is for sure going to make it into the final four. And they have to dig through sand under a log to get under the log. And then they have to balance on this extremely wobbly, terrifying looking beam and use a pole that had like kind of prongs on the end of it to stack. Okay, so it's like a pole, and they have to stack a ball on the pole, and then they have to stack a stand on the pole, and then a ball on top of the stand until they stack all the balls and all the stands. And it's a lot.
Yeah.
And they have to do that while standing on that wobbly beam and using this stick that had prongs on the end. So basically just really, really difficult.
Yes. And I was like, the first part of this challenge did not matter at all.
No, definitely not. They had to have been out there for hours.
I wanted to know how long they're out there, because we see people get close, then it falls. We see people get close, then it falls. And it was just like everybody's stack was falling over and over and over again.
And it's not like they were able to move fast. Like, they had to slowly grab the ball. They had to slowly stack it on top of the stand.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. Slowly walk across the beam to get there. Like, this, there's no way they were out there for less than 2 hours in that head.
No, I don't think so either. This challenge took forever. It went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then all of a sudden we see it's in between Genevieve and Rachel. And Rachel's in the lead. Genevieve's gaining on her. And then all of a sudden Genevieve's whole tower just falls. Yeah. And Rachel's able to do it. Rachel's able to get immunity. And this is what I'm saying. The Survivor gods, they're with Rachel. Anytime she absolutely needs to win immunity, she wins immunity. Anytime that she needs to be saved from tribal council, she is saved from tribal council.
Yeah.
Like, she had an idol. She had soul saver from that one. Like, she could have gone out pre-merge.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for soul. And then she won immunity last week when she needed it. And then she wins it now.
Yeah.
When she needs it.
Oh my goodness. I mean, the timing.
I know.
Impeccable.
I know. Survivor gods are with her.
They were. But then they go back to the camp, and Sam immediately tells Teenie, hey.
Oh, yeah. He has
to. Genevieve's idol? Yeah, of course, because he's like, I'm going to get voted out because everyone thinks Genevieve has an idol, and so they're going to vote for me, because why bother voting for Genevieve if she has an idol?
And so it's the last night that Genevieve can play this idol, so she's obviously going to play it.
Right. And Sam is like, look, the idol's fake. Teenie, of course, believes him, which this time she was believing the truth. And they have to get Sue and Rachel to also believe the idol is fake so that Genevieve will get voted out. But then there's this like montage where Teenie is contemplating how she fell into all of Genevieve's traps, and it goes all the way back to Keyshawn.
Yes.
I was like, poor girl is just reconsidering her entire life right now. Like, how did I get to this point?
Yes. It's hilarious. And you see like all the times that she was fooled, all the times she was way too gullible. And then she has this moment too where she's like, oh, there was no clue under the pizza.
And yeah, we're just like, duh.
Yes. I'm like, girl, get with it. But Teenie then goes and tells Sue and Rachel, but they don't believe her. They're like, this could be part of their plan to get us to put all of our votes onto Genevieve, and then she really does have an idol.
Which, what would be the point of that for Genevieve?
I don't know. My thing is that you're down to five. You have Sam and Genevieve that are together, and then you have the other three. Even if they did believe that Genevieve has an idol, do you think that in my opinion, Sam and Genevieve could have played it in a way that they say, hey, you don't know which one of us we're going to play the idol for.
Yeah.
So you either have to vote against each other, or you have to split your votes. And if you split your votes, then that leads to a tie vote. You know, like, I feel like there's so many different ways that they could have.
That's brilliant, actually. Girl, you need to go on the show.
I know, force them to have to vote for each other. Hey, you can't vote for either of us because you don't know who we're playing the idol for.
Yeah.
Heck, pull out another fake idol. Like, at this point, they're believing anything.
Actually really smart.
I don't know. But I also get that Sam couldn't risk that he was probably going to get the votes. And then, like, if the other three decided, like, hey, whoever they vote for, that's who they vote for. And that will be who's out if they play the idol on the right person. But let's just put all of our votes on Sam.
Plus, Sam probably, for his game, did want Genevieve out at that point, you know?
That's true. That's true. He needed her out. He needed her or Rachel out at that point in the game. And Rachel can't get out. So he has to. He has to turn on her. I mean, it makes sense.
Yes.
So they go into this, like, I don't know. They're so confused. They're like, is the idol real? What if the idol's real and she's playing us? And we're going to vote for her and she's going to get one of us out. What if it's like this whole thing back and forth? Like, they're just playing us. They're just playing us. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's fake. It's real. I'm like, come on, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hello. I don't know. But then Teenie goes up to Genevieve, just asks her point blank, is it real or fake? And Genevieve was like, it's fake. And like we said, Teenie has been spun around by Genevieve over and over. So she's still kind of on the fence, but not really. Like, Teenie really knows at this point that it's fake. And I think where everyone landed was Rachel kind of thought it was real still, and Sue thought it was fake, and Teenie thought it was fake, and Sam knew for a fact it was fake, and Genevieve knows for a fact that it's fake.
Yeah, I feel like Teenie didn't know what to believe because she was like, she's been spun around so much by Genevieve that she's like, the first time that Genevieve is actually honest with her, she's like, wait, is she being honest with me? Because she's lied to me over and over and over again. So she doesn't know what to believe.
Yeah, poor Teeny.
I know. And then we get to tribal. Mm-hmm. And they say the topic of the afternoon is what is true. And they go into, is this idol real? Is it not? And we see Teeny whisper to Rachel and say, should we just vote for her? And Rachel's like, I'm scared that if the idol's real, the votes are going to land on you. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, oh, crap, they're going to vote Sam out.
Yeah.
And then they didn't. I was so confused.
I don't know why, like, where they were going with all that.
I don't either. And I watched a TikTok where someone tried to explain the strategy behind Rachel telling Teenie to vote for Sam. And that Teenie didn't know that Sue and Rachel were voting for Genevieve. Like, I mean, I guess they did split the vote, but if they really did have an idol and both, I just don't understand.
Maybe she was just trying to do anything to get at least one vote off of her just in case something crazy happened.
Okay, yeah, but Rachel tells her, like, no, we have to stick with Sam.
Fascinating.
But then Rachel votes for Genevieve. So it's like, what?
I didn't catch that. I don't think I caught that.
Yes. So Teenie votes for Sam. And Rachel and Sue vote for Genevieve.
Yeah.
And in the middle of tribal council, Teenie whispers to Rachel, should we just vote for her, meaning Genevieve? And Rachel's like, no, we can't. And maybe.
Weird. Maybe Rachel thought that the idol was real at that point.
And what I was thinking is that they had planned a split vote. For two of them to go and one of them to go, like, just in case. Like, I don't know what, I don't know what their thought was on it.
They probably didn't think Sam was, like, for sure going to vote for Genevieve. Maybe they thought Genevieve might have this idol and Sam might vote for one of them. So they needed two votes on Sam, basically.
But they didn't get two votes on Sam.
Yeah, they did.
Well, with Genevieve. But if Genevieve had the idol, why would she vote for Sam? Wouldn't she vote for Teenie or Sue?
Wouldn't she vote for the biggest threat?
Okay, yeah, maybe you're right.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe they were like, okay, Genevieve will try to get Sam out. And Sam will try to get Genevieve. So if she plays the idol, we got to make sure there's two votes on Sam. I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like I'm doing calculus.
I know. I just didn't understand
having
that.
To do this kind of thinking when you're out there and haven't eaten and you're tired and you don't have a bed and you can't shower and you can't talk to your friends or family. Like, and doing this kind of thinking, that's why they make such poor decisions.
Yes.
It has to be.
I still can't wrap my mind around it, because if you split the votes, if Sam and Genevieve are still together and you split the votes, your split vote doesn't matter. Because your two votes for Genevieve are gone if she plays the idol for herself. And then Sam has one vote. Well, whoever the heck both of them voted for is still going home. Like,
yeah.
You can't split the vote when you only have three people.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know if Teeny was in on voting for Sam and like that was part of the strategy, or if Rachel just wanted her to look dumb. Or
maybe they were just playing charades.
Who knows? Who freaking knows?
Oh my gosh. So Genevieve is the second to last person on the jury.
Which is crazy, because I thought I had been spoiled on this season.
Really?
Yeah, because I was looking at an Instagram that does like the likelihood of someone winning week by week based off of their screen time.
Yeah.
And there was one episode early in the season, I think it was the Keyshawn vote, where it had Genevieve as winning. And I was looking at the comments on it, and it said, crazy that in week whatever, they already had the winner as the winner.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh my freaking, I was like, Genevieve wins. I was like, dang it. I was like, why did someone do that? But they were wrong.
Yeah, it's just fascinating. Like, when you get to the end, you could be the best player. Like, Genevieve was a top-notch player. But sometimes when you're too good, it just messes you up. And it's kind of like, even Andy, he was fine until he explained everything that affected in the game. And at the end, you have got to just be winning challenges or have an idol. That it just is. That's the name of the game at the end here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for sure. And I think that Genevieve could have played it a little bit better in the fact that she could have said that that idol was real.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone would have believed Sam. They would have been like, yeah, that's exactly what Sam was going to say, because Sam doesn't want to go home. You know, like.
Right.
But also, why would Sam tell you that the idol is fake and you vote for Genevieve and then she used the idol? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I cannot wait to see how it all pans out though.
I know. So now nobody can be voted out of the game. So what will happen is there will be another immunity challenge, and the winner of that immunity will pick one person to sit with at the end. And the other two people have to do a fire making challenge.
Okay. Wow. So basically Sue is going to the end.
That's what I'm saying. Because either Sue wins immunity or one of the other three does, and they're instantly going to take Sue. Unless Sue's
100%.
Unless let's say Sam wins immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs Rachel to lose this fire making challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if Teeny is crap at making fire, but Sue's really good at it?
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense, actually. That's probably, if Sam won, that is probably what would happen.
Yeah, he would take Teeny with him, put Sue up against Rachel, and hope that Sue can beat Rachel and still be in the final three with him.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, cool.
Oh, also, Angela, we've seen that the person that wins immunity, they can also just give up immunity, and they can do the fire-making challenge. So say like Sam.
Why would anyone do that?
Because say Sam wins immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And Teeny and Sue are crap at making fire, but Sam's good at it. The only way he can get Rachel out of the game is if he makes fire against her.
Oh, okay.
Because the other two, he's like, the other two can't beat her.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I have to do it myself.
That could happen. Because apparently Rachel is really good at making fire. So if she doesn't win immunity, that could happen.
Yes. But it's also come back to bite people because, okay, one guy did this. Okay. And he did win. He got out the biggest threat and then he wins the game.
Yeah.
So it's a great strategy if you can actually win the fire making challenge.
But if you don't win it, then you're an idiot.
Yes. If you don't win it, then you're an idiot. But a lot of times, people that are like, I'm not giving up immunity. I'm not doing it. I'm going to go to the end, and this is who I'm going to go to the end with. A lot of times, those people don't end up winning the game because people are like, you're weak. You should have done the fire making challenge. Like, if you wanted her gone, you should have done it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, no, they won the immunity challenge. There's a, like, you get a perk from that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It can go either way.
Yeah. Then and the physical challenges are part of the game. So,
yes, I hate that. I hate when people just don't vote for them because they're like, well, you didn't beat them in fire.
Yeah. Or oh. They're like, you just want immunity the whole time. You didn't strategize good enough or
yes,
whatever.
Yes. And also, this is crazy, but some people want to do the fire making challenge to build their resume. So say someone like Sue, who hasn't made a lot of big moves in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I want to make fire against Rachel because that's the only way she has a chance to get jury votes is if she gets out the biggest threat at the very end.
Yeah.
So people also kind of want to do it because they want to build their resume.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a whole hodgepodge, and we'll see how it plays out this season, but it's literally a headache.
I know, it really is. I feel like I'm, like I said, I feel like I'm doing calculus, although it's even harder than calculus, to be honest. But
yes.
Was there anything else you wanted to add before we sign off on this lovely episode?
Did you have a our moves? Did you have a
oh yes,
I know I had a goat move.
What was your goat move?
Andy telling Rachel that she was going home and that he was voting for her and giving her reasons to vote him out.
Yeah, that was mine too. That was mine too.
Fire move.
Just Rachel playing her idol and Rachel winning immunity the next challenge.
Yeah. Mine was Rachel keeping her idol to herself, knowing who could she could trust with that information and playing it perfectly.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hot my game take. Chain. Oh, hot. Sorry. Go
game
ahead.
Game changer. Let's do game changer.
My game changer. I don't know.
I guess my game changer would be Rachel.
Yeah, she has to be the game changer. She's basically the MVP.
Yeah.
You know, usually I try to think of game changer as somebody who like did some big moves or whatever. And she did do big moves, but she didn't do anything like unpredictable. But at the same time, like at this point, there's not much she could have done. And she definitely changed the game by playing into her own, the whole, her own funeral, so to speak. Like when they were just like, hey, you're going home. She really acted like she bought it.
Yes. No, I agree. I think she was the game changer because of her idol, and then she won immunity. So she literally changed the game because she couldn't go home. And then hot take.
I think my hot take might be that they should have left Andy in the game.
Yeah.
Because the jury doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
If he went to the final three, there's a chance that he wouldn't have gotten votes. But I think by then he would have made his case. So, like, but I think at that point in time, based on what they knew and the way that the jury was reacting to Andy and how, I don't know, everyone really likes Sam, it seems like.
Yeah.
Should have kept Andy in the game.
I agree that she should have kept Andy. But at the same time, Rachel, she got a lot of praise from the jury for taking him out.
That's so true. Yeah, she got a lot of jury cred for that.
Yeah. But my hot take, I think, would be, I don't even know if it's a good strategy or not, but to say that the idol is real and that you're either playing it for Sam or Genevieve and you don't know which one they're going to play it for.
Yeah, that's pretty brilliant.
If you wanted to keep Genevieve in the game.
I think they would have done that if they weren't both such big threats. Like, if they wanted to keep one of them in as, like, a goat, they would have done that.
And I think if they weren't so close to the end,
they
would have done it because it would have helped them, like, stay in the game longer. But at this point, it's like, okay, you can't get voted out after this. So let's turn on each other. now, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, talk about twists and turns. I can't wait to see how it's going to end up.
I know. And how are we going to have 2 hours of one immunity challenge, a tribal council, and then the final tribal council?
Yeah.
Well,
who knows?
They also do like the reunion show right then. So
yeah, for sure.
So like maybe that's how.
Isn't it like a, is it live?
No. Okay. Oh, Angela, they've changed it. So ever since COVID and when they did this new era thing, which was right after COVID. So season 41. And you know how Jeff used to like, they wouldn't read the votes right then. So they would wait until the season aired and then they would do a live reading of the votes. So like even people that played the season, they didn't know who won.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
He literally goes and gets the thing and he reads the winner right then and there.
Oh, wow.
And then they immediately go into their like after show and start talking about the season. And like the people are still on the island. Like it literally happens right then and there.
Interesting.
So
I bet that changes a lot of things because once you see it air, you probably think very differently of it.
Yes, exactly. And I would love to see like a reunion show after it airs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they, I think they started doing it because of like a COVID concern, you know, like you're sending them home and then bringing them back and all that. But honestly, I miss the days where Jeff would take the voting little thing, urn, I don't even know what it's called, and get on a jet ski and go across the world on his jet ski and show up in New York City and walk it into the studio. Like, I miss those days where they used to do that big montage of Jeff taking the votes to LA or New York from Africa or wherever he was.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. But yeah, we'll know who the winner is next week. It'll be our final Survivor 47 episode.
And it has been a great season. So if you're not watching the show, you need to be.
Yeah, this season has been so good. Like, I can't get over it.
Okay. Well, that's all I have to say. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, we'll see you all next week. Hopefully earlier in the week. I haven't looked at my work schedule yet, but I'll let you know. But thank you all so much for listening to Binge Banter. This has really been a wild ride. We hope to grow this thing in the future now that I'm not working so much. So keep plugged into our Instagram, see what we're doing. If you have any requests for what you want us to cover next, because we have a little bit of an off season coming up, let me know. Or we can just pick back up with Bachelor or whatever we want to do. Maybe, you know, take a break for the holidays. But yeah, so thank you all so much for listening to Binge and Banter. I'm Angela.
And this is Emily, and we will see you next time.
Bye.